It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, welcome to Alaska Realty Today. I'm Lisa Maynard.
I'm Kirk Maynard.
And it's everyone's favorite. It's Stats Day. We're wrapping up the end of the third quarter of 2023, and so I'm letting Kirk have a full stats episode.
Yay. Yeah, we got to do this every once in a while. I think it's been a little while, but it's...
Once a quarter.
We got to nerd out and talk about stats and just talk about what the market's doing. But it's good to know this information, not just because numbers are fun, but you need to know what's going on with Fairbanks, North Pole, and the borough, and what's going on with sales. Okay, so yeah, we're going to look at three things, Lise. We're going to look at August this year versus August last year. We're going to look at the whole year-to-date this year versus a year-to-date last year and see what the market's done. And then we'll take a look at what's all out of the market, active, what's sold, days on market, that sort of fun stuff.
He's very optimistic we're going to get through all these numbers, but we'll see.
And yeah, and I do. I actually have some stuff to talk about the interest rates if time allows. Okay, so as usual, if you guys are listeners of the show, we can break it down by area. We break it down by... different price points, but we're going to break it down by area. So, we're looking at August of this year versus August of last year. So, not much change in North Fairbanks. So,
pretty steady, Eddie.
Yep, down a few percent, but not a big deal. Average sales price pretty much steady. Yeah. North Pole, bigger one, down 20%.
And that's Badger and rural North Pole, not the city of North Pole.
Yeah, and this is the number of sales. When I say we're down 20%, that's the number of sales. Sales price is actually up 6%.
So we're still seeing appreciation like we keep on saying to everyone.
City of North Pole is down by 40%. Now, that number can be exaggerated because we only sold 4 homes in August. A year ago, we sold 7. But it's a decrease.
Which will skew it.
It's a decrease, but in a 3% increase in price. So again, we're not talking about hundreds of sales. We're talking about 4.
And also, one thing to look at is, and I'm looking at the sheets, which is always so helpful in radio, but this is also pointing out the lack of listings right now.
Oh,
because a year ago there was 25 active listings in the city of North Pole, and now we're down to 20. And you also, mm-hmm. Badger Rural North Pole, there was 162 active listings last year the same time, and there's only 130. So all this is pointing to what we keep on saying is there's a lack of inventory in our market right now.
Yeah, it's not like people don't care to buy houses anymore. They don't want to live in a house anymore. Most of the decrease in sales, as to what Lisa just said, is because there's just not enough inventory out there for people to go out and buy it, or purchasable inventory.
Yeah, it's a little more work for the buyers nowadays.
No offense to out of area, but we're going to skip people out of area.
It was only one transaction and zero transactions and one transaction last year, so we'll skip that one.
I guess that would be your Heelys and your... East Rural Fairbanks, that is our neck of the woods. So we are up 20% from last year and pretty steady on price, but a 30% decrease in number of listings.
Yeah, so this number is the one that sort of stands out to me more than the up and down is 32 listings last year, only 23 this year. So that is all price points, people. That's not just one specific range of prices. That is the entire market. Yep. In residential, not land or other markets.
And it's the second fastest selling MLS area. Southwest Fairbanks has always been the first, and East Rural has always been the second. So Chena Ridge and then our side of town, the East Rural. East Fairbanks, which is kind of by our office and all the fun stuff. So it's down again, not a huge amount of transactions. This is 1 month snapshot, but it's down 64%, the number of sales. Pricing held the same, but the number of houses for sales up 64%.
Yeah, and it's just a quinky dink that it's 64 to 64, but it's pretty interesting that there was only 14 houses on the market in East Fairbanks last year, and now there is 23. So that's a pretty active market right now. And we've done a number of transactions in East Fairbanks in the last few months, so it's definitely a hopping little area.
Very much so. Just popular because it's close to everything, popular because it's near Fort Wainwright. It's great for rentals. It's usually those things sell pretty quick.
Yeah.
Again, average sales price is about the same. Southwest Fairbanks, which we just talked about, is sales down 17%. Pretty much the same on pricing. But it's also up in inventory, which is interesting.
Just three extra more houses than last year, so yeah. Not a big difference. East Rural is really sticking, or East Fairbanks is the one that's super sticking out.
Good point. West Fairbanks is what, by West Fred's. It's going to go over all the way to by the university, mm-hmm. University West. It looks like it's down 35% and down 10% inventory. Pricing was down 18%, which is interesting.
But I think that is a little skewed because I do remember a year ago last time there were some pretty high-end in-city limits properties moving, and so that's probably skewing it a little bit.
True, and it just takes one or two foreclosures happened to land in August, and then it throws the whole thing off. So just please keep that in mind. Oh, this is a good one. Southwest Rural Fairbanks. This is the Chena Ridge that I spoke with. Mm-hmm. Current period, there's 13 sales. A year ago, there's only five. That's up 160%.
Yeah. So the next one's even more interesting.
The pricing is up 10%. I don't know if that's what you're referring to, Lisa, mm-hmm. but pricing is up 10%. So average sales price is up 10%. And then inventory in that area is down 53%.
Yeah. Last year, there was 43 homes on the market. Now there is only 20. So that's a substantial drop.
So we're going to keep going, but if you have a house to sell, don't be shy. Northwest Rural is out by kind of Sheep Creek, more Murphy Dome, maybe a little bit of
the valley.
The valley. It is down 58% in sales. Average sales price is up 16%, and then inventory is up 18%. Again, not huge numbers in terms of.
Yeah,
what
it's a difference of six properties. So you got to remember some of these are smaller samples.
Rural Fairbanks, Farmers Loop, part of the valley too. It is down 57% in sales. Average sales price is up 12% and decrease in inventory of 23% of what's on the market for sale.
Yeah, that's a big chunk. So that's a difference of – so last year that we had 60 homes, and now we only have 46 for prospective buyers in all price points to look at.
Chena Hot Springs Road, which encompasses a lot of Chena Hot Springs Road. I can't remember what mile or cutoff for MLS is, but it's fairly early on.
Yeah, right? It's pretty early on.
In like 5 miles, 6 miles, 7 miles, something like that, and on all the way to the Hot Springs. So it's down 20%. Again, there's only four or five sales we're talking about. Down 50% in pricing and 23% up in inventory.
Yeah.
Do you guys care about Salcha? I think we all do. It's like Chena Hot Springs. There's not a ton of sales, so down 25% sales, up 17% in pricing, up 20% in listings. Again, a lot that could influence that. And then Southeast Fairbanks. So we have Southeast and Southwest Fairbanks. I don't know if I misspoke earlier. Southwest Rural and Southwest Fairbanks. But anyway, back in the day when I was on the Board of Realtors, we split South Fairbanks into Southwest and Southeast Fairbanks.
And that's within city limits.
All in all, when you roll this all together up, which is a better snapshot, is we're down about 25% overall in the number of sales. So number of transactions went down. Pricing is up 6%. And our inventory is down 12%. If you roll all these areas up together.
Which is sort of interesting that we're only down 12% inventory, because I think it's in specific markets we're feeling the pinch more so, even though overall it's 12% drop. Some of these markets we already went over at, 50% of the houses are on the market that we're
You're talking about 12% of active listings?
Yeah, that it's really only a 12% difference when we add everything together, but it's just specific markets that have really tightened up, or areas have really tightened up.
Yep, and you've heard us preach on this show that everything is neighborhood specific, and this is just proving our point. So make sure you get with one of your professionals and really drill down on what's going on in your neighborhood. So, again, this is August to August, August of this year to August of last year. So I'll just reiterate. So if you guys are listening, you can go tell your friends. We're down about 25% in sales. We're up about 5% in average sales price. And we're down about 10% in inventory right now.
Yeah. So no shockers, but that is overall increase in sales price, which some of the articles you read will say that is not happening, but here's the numbers, and it is.
Yeah, and the articles you read are probably not Fairbanks or North Pole specific. They're going to be...
No, but people just see the main big, bold headlines saying prices are decreasing. And it's just price increases are decreasing in markets, but as with our market, we're sitting at 6% increase across the board in residential.
So that's why you really actually need to drill down and look at those articles, not just read the headlines.
Yes.
In fact, I was just reading an article today on short-term rentals, and how they're doing. And then I went down and actually drilled down and looked. And guess what the number one city to own a short-term rental in is?
I am.
Fairbanks, Alaska. So that's
very interesting.
So
my point, that also encompasses many reasons why it's
There's return on investment. There's
also
vacancy rate. There's
legislative and municipal intrusion into the market.
There's a lot of stuff that goes in there. That's going to be a whole other show. So, my point there is make sure you don't read the headline like Lisa says. You need to drill down and actually read further. So the next piece we want to look at is again. Go ahead.
No.
Year to date. So we want to look at, hey, January through today's date, September of 2023 versus looking back last year, same time. So what? Same kind of thing. So in North Fairbanks.
And this is residential only, just to keep everyone in mind.
Yes. I might dip into land and commercial and multifamily just to get to the bottom line numbers. I won't go area by area, but residential, it's nice to go area by area because that's going to be the most of our listeners. Again, this is the whole year to date. So so we're down 40 in North Fairbanks, 40% in sales, down 6% in price, and down 25% in inventory. Badger Rural North Pole, so we're down 35% in the number of sales. The Lisa pricing looks darn near the same.
It's actually a zero, which is I very rarely ever see in these reports.
It's missing a percent. I'm like, wait, it's got to be, and it is a zero.
It's exactly zero.
So pricing is even there, and we're down 15% in the number of listings from the same time last year. City of North Pole, we're down 17% in transactions. Average sales price is about the same, and down about 10% in the number of homes for sale. East Rural, we were down 17% in transactions, flat on pricing, and down 20% in inventory. East Fairbanks, down 60% in the number of sales. Again, this is for the whole year to date. Up 15% in average sales price and down 29% in the number of active listings. Those are big numbers.
That's really big numbers for East Fairbanks.
So not a lot of sales, way down in inventory. That's most of it. And
increase in price.
No, there's supply and demand, so increase in price. So, and Lisa, we had someone in our office that was pricing very similar homes in East Fairbanks and West Fairbanks. Maybe we've talked about it on the show. I can't remember, but
they were doing their competitive market analysis, and they needed comps, and they actually had to jump to West Side. And they had an east side listing, and when you were doing all the work behind the scenes, it was coming up $15,000 difference.
Yeah, $15,000 and $25,000.
Age of house was within 4 years of each square footage was within 10%. I mean, the normal parameters, and so it was pretty substantial difference.
And that's
to see.
We've been doing this 20 years, and I don't know that I've seen that kind of jump. And you call appraisers, and they're like scratching their heads too. So. Again, reiterating neighborhood's a thing. So,
and also the reasons to use professionals so they can really drill down those numbers and communicate to your appraisers effectively.
Yeah, and you don't want to underprice your house and leave money on the table. You don't want to overprice your house and have it sit on the market and get frustrated and have it get stigmatized and actually sell it for less than what the market price should be for that area. So, yeah, totally agree. Southwest Fairbanks is down 33% in the number of sales, down 10% in average sales price, and down about 10% in the number of active listings. West Fairbanks, we have a decrease of 30-ish, about a third, 10% in average sales price, and down about 10% in the number that are active out there.
Which sort of surprises me, but I know doing month to month or year over year, it's sort of interesting that some of them are bouncing up and down, but some of them are staying true to a trend.
Right, the year to date versus the month, yeah. Month, year.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Yeah, when we come back, we'll keep rolling with the rest of these, and then we want to also talk about a little bit about commercial land and multifamily.
We'll be back right after this short break.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time with the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer. There's simply no better way to promote your business, as our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations. There's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it, as your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part? All that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business, period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Welcome back, and we're going to continue our discussion about real estate and the market and do our quarterly stats program that Kirk loves, but I only let him do 4 times a year.
Hopefully, yeah, you guys are still listening, because it's interesting stuff, and you gotta know the stuff. So we're looking at year over year, so year to date, January through September, and we're looking at where it stands this year versus last year. And we left off on Southwest Rural, which is your Chena Ridge. We are down 0 transactions, so it's actually
amazingly, it is dead even. Yep. 61 last year to the state and 61 this year to the state.
Yep. Average sales price is up 13%, and the number of active listings is down 26%. So simple supply and demand will tell you that prices are going to keep increasing in the Southwest Rural area. Northwest Rural is down 57% of the number of sales, steady on pricing, and down 16% in inventory. Rural Fairbanks down 25% in sales, down 7% in pricing, and down 14% in number of active listings. Chena Hot Springs down 25% of the number of sales, down 4%, so pretty steady.
And this would be a good time to say 25% decrease in sales. That's based on 1 year ago would be 33 transactions, and this year we did 25. So just to give you a number, to give you a relative basis, it wasn't hundreds of transactions.
Yep, no, I appreciate that. Salcha is down about a third in the number of sales this year versus last year, up about 12% in price and up about 10% in inventory. It's kind of interesting. It's an anomaly. I think maybe it's not shocking after the, now we're past the F-35 bed down. And
yeah, I think that, yeah, and that's and that's the difference between 17 transactions and 11 transactions. So it doesn't totally shock me.
And Southeast Fairbanks down 46% in number of transactions, steady average sales price, and down about 30% in the number of properties out there. So, Lisa, if we roll this all up into one fancy little package, and you guys are listening, and you walk away, this is one of your walkaways from the show today. So you
smart. Here's the big numbers, basically.
You're smart with your friends and family. So this year versus last year, so far, we're down about a third in sales.
Which means we're down about 400 transactions compared to last year.
Yep, only 850 versus 1,300-ish. So we're flat on pricing. Overall, steady on pricing, and down about 15% in inventory.
And none of those numbers, after you roll everything up, the big bottom line doesn't really shock me.
Nope. But yeah, not for me. So those are the numbers you guys want to walk away with and look smart in front of your people.
Because everyone's discussing these numbers.
Let's roll up land as a total, for land sales in all areas, down about 20% in the number of transactions, down about 17% in pricing, and pretty flat on the number of listings, meaning it's same amount of listings as
And that
last
doesn't
year.
Really surprise me with land, because one, land doesn't generally move as quickly as residential typically, and also land for sale contracts tend to be longer, so that those numbers aren't surprising to me that yep. that we're sitting at the same number of same number of active properties roughly.
The average sales price is down 17%, so if you have land that's not selling, there's there could be a chance that it's overpriced, so make sure you get an updated market analysis from your professional.
Yeah, especially when you're doing those market analysis, one or two transactions can change your property's value, and especially in land.
Looks like commercial is following suit with everything else. It looks like the number of transactions is down about 30%, flat on pricing, and down about 10% in inventory. So.
And that is not typical of the rest of the United States. We just came back from a national conference, and as we've always said, we're on a little bubble up here, and we sort of are the steady eddies, because there's a lot of commercial practitioners that are not having the same experience.
Well, yeah, and what's happening with spaces, because the office space is being turned into residential space.
In some communities.
Some malls are turning into pickleball courts, and it's just
– Yeah.
There's – the commercial's not seen as – fortunate of a time that we are.
We spent
up here.
Time in Salt Lake City, and I've never seen so many for lease signs in my life on buildings. And it was like a zombie ghost town when we were in the middle of the day. It was very odd.
Looked like maybe aliens came and abducted everybody.
Yeah. It was very easy to cross the roads, though.
Yep.
So.
And we learned not to have alcoholic beverages because.
Okay.
next would be multifamily. We would like to see if that is falling suit with everything else. So looks like multifamily is actually down 14% in the number of sales, down 8% in pricing, and down 36% in active listings. That's a big number.
And that's a big drop. And so that market is still very competitive. I mean, that's a lot of listings that are no longer there.
Yes. So, please... We still need multifamily properties. I know this number of sales are down, but I know for sure there's still a lot of buyers out there that are looking for multifamily, decent multifamily properties.
And as Kirk always points out, there's some properties, and even with the multifamily market, that are out there, and there's reasons they're not moving. So you always have to take that with a grain of salt.
Truth. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's jump on to what's going on out there now in terms of what's active. What's available, average sales price, days on market. So let's start with residential. So 0 to 1 bedrooms is typically cabins, studios. There's 44 active properties, an average list price of $140,000 with an average days on market 92 days. So please keep that in mind if you're selling a cabin or a one bedroom. Those take way longer to sell. And again, these numbers are going to be – sorry to interrupt you, Lisa. These are active ones. These are the ones that sold. The ones that are active
– currently on the market.
– are going to have a higher days on market than the ones that sold.
And we also have to remember with that field and that classification, not everyone qualifies for the financing or has the financing needed to move into those properties. So they do take longer to sell just because not everyone can get a cabin loan.
So I'm going to skip the average days on market. Just know the houses that aren't selling are going to have a higher average days on market due to being overpriced, being not as desirable. So I'm going to skip those. And when we talk about the sales ones, if we have time, I'll go through those. Two bedrooms. So there is currently 66 on the market with an average list price of $253. Three bedrooms, there's 141 with an average list price of $335. Four bedrooms, there's 56 with an average list price of $410. And five or more bedrooms, there's 29 on the market with an average list price of $602. Quickly, I'll go through land. Land, there's 447 land listings out there, an average price about $100,000 with an skip the days on market. Commercial, there's about 57 with an average list price of around $1 million. Multifamily, there's only 12 with an average list price of about $500. I won't break those down by bedroom per se. I don't know that they're really going to help you out,
no.
But that will be done through a market analysis. I'll skip the the other ones. What do you think, Lisa?
Yes.
Okay.
That's breaking it down a little too small. When you're talking about one transaction, it might be a little much.
We don't want you to switch channels. So let's talk about so let's now roll up and look at the sales that have happened. So the 841 sales that we talked about in...
So now we're not talking about what's actually on the market. These are properties that have closed is what Kirk is now going to go over.
Yeah. So there's a 1,300 residential... you have to tell me on time, Lisa, how we're doing. But there was 1,300 that were listed, 841 were sold. So 64% of the houses that were listed were sold. So keep that in mind. If one-third of them aren't going to sell. And they're, again, overpriced, they're not desirable, there's something wrong with them, they're not financeable, whatever it is. Average sales price is 318, excuse me. And the average days on market for all were 33. So 33 days.
Which makes us shorter than national average, because when we were down at our meetings talking to people and so forth, being under 45 days is pretty rare outside.
And I guess I do want to go through just the residential ones, Lisa. So for the 0 to 1 bedrooms, there were 50% of them sold at an average sales price of $140,000 with 25 days on market. The 2 bedrooms, 60% sold for an average sales price of $208,000 with an average days on market 28 days. 3 bedrooms, 68% sold for an average sales price of $329,000 with 30 days on the market. And 4 bedrooms, 72% sold. So that number sticks out to me.
Yeah.
You know, the 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom is what's selling, is what it's telling us. Average sales price of $391,000 with 42 days on market. So higher percent sold, but higher days on market. That's interesting.
But way less than the national average on days on market.
Yeah, and not to our surprise. The smaller the bedrooms, typically the faster they go because there's more buyers out there and the $200,000 to $100,000 price range.
And with interest rates being up, people are changing what they can afford and what works for their personal situation. And so I'm not surprised that we're seeing that price range moving quicker.
No, that's a good point. And then the 5-plus bedrooms, they're 50% or 53% of them sold, average sales price of $432,000 with an average days on market 54, which is not surprising. They're going to be almost twice as long. There's not as many buyers for them in that price range or need that many bedrooms. So, not surprising. So a lot of good information from here. Again, walkaways from this, Lisa's average days on market's about 30 to 35 days. The pricing has gone steady or up, inventory is down, and the number of sold is down just mostly due to lack of available inventory.
Yeah, if you don't have the houses in the market, the buyers, there's no way for the buyers to purchase the home. So, and it's really interesting. These are numbers we're looking at for every, and when the big numbers are for any residential home. So that's really interesting looking at that roll up, how we're holding compared to last year and what people are seeing in news articles online and so forth, that not necessarily true for Fairbanks, Alaska.
Now get out there and share these stats with everybody.
Oh, that should be a fun dinner for conversation for everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. Stay tuned for the buzz and go enjoy your Saturday.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to kfar.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.